But it's self-reinforcing also in the sense that it gets us, we the people, to reproduce it. I mean, this is what we're talking about today. By training each new generation of youth, in particular, those that they breed, literally breed, to be our rulers. Which is why they're very suspicious of anyone who gets in office who hasn't been vetted, so to speak. Or gets money, for that matter. You know, just enough to do a little bit. Think Michael Jackson. And, you know, let's don't get too off track here. So it's self-reproducing also in the sense that it gets us, we the people, as the most important resource that power has privatized, taken for its exclusive use, as it conditions most of us to serve their mission. It gets us to represent for the state, is what that means. So it gets us to forego the development of our full gifts. And this is necessarily true because developing our gifts requires autonomy, the cultivation of an independent perspective from that of rule, from the project of authority, of management. So it gets us to forego our gifts and pursue power's success instead of our happiness. This basic undeniable divide, us versus them, is the cause generative in some sense for our pushback insistence on freedom. In the same sense, in reverse, that a celebration of art is a celebration of slavery. And to simply pretend to ignore all of it in your scholarship and depend on your paid brains to invent abstractions to obscure the obvious, it's not just dishonest scholarship. It's politically motivated, conscious misdirection